Now, let's look here at this first, the cry of conscience and a conviction of sin. Will you listen now to this man? Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Now, this is a great psalm, and it took a big man to make the confession that he did. Here's a time when a king said that he was wrong. Now, transgression is the word that he uses here, blot out my transgressions. And he also calls them here iniquity. He calls them sin, and he calls it evil. And what's the difference? Transgression means stepping over the boundaries that God has made. David broke the Ten Commandments, that is, he broke two of them. And then iniquity means that which is altogether wrong in and of itself. And who says so? God says so. When God says a thing is iniquity, that's what it is. And then it's called sin. And sin means missing the mark. You're not coming up to God's standard. All have come short of the glory of God. Then it's evil. And that means that which is innately and actually and factually wrong. That is, I think, the difference in these words now. And you have here, I think, something that is important. I have attempted in these Psalms to show their relationship to the nation Israel. And I believe that with all my heart. I think you miss a great deal of the meaning. And there is a dispensational aspect to this psalm. But you cannot cram into one dispensation or two the experience of a man who's come in under deep conviction of sin. Because this is something that'll come to a man anytime. Now, you and I cannot enter into the horror of the guilt of David. What he had done was repugnant. He hated it. He hated himself. He felt dirty, and his conscience was outraged. And you talk about a guilt complex, he had a guilt complex, and there was that anguish of his soul. Now, the conscience was pointing an accusing finger at him, and you have the cry of conscience here. The cry of conscience, what does it do? Actually, it's not the function of conscience to tell us what is right and wrong. A great many people say, let your conscience be your guide. You could get in trouble if you do that. But I'll say this, after you've done wrong, the conscience will tell you that you're right, and it'll also tell you that you're wrong. And that is actually, I think, the real purpose of it. I think that the New Testament would bear me out in this. Let me turn over to 1 Corinthians. I didn't intend to do this. The 10th chapter, and read the 25th and the 26th verses here. And will you listen to this? He says, whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, there'd be a question before a man when he was eating in another man's house. He'd be serving him something that maybe he didn't feel like he should eat. Now the question is, should he eat it? As far as eating it is concerned, it wouldn't make any difference. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. You want to eat rattlesnake meat, that's all right. But don't have me for dinner, because I'm afraid I'd have to balk there. But for conscience sake, why, Paul says, go ahead and eat. It's not that it's telling you what's right and wrong, but it would bother you if you offended your host. And that's what I think that we should keep in mind here.